When Interior Secretary Salazar announced there would be an overhaul of the federal subsistence management system in Alaska last year, hearings were conducted to gather comments from resource users. Pat Porchot is Secretary Salazar's special assistant for Alaska Affairs. He says Interior officials have met with dozens of groups and individuals around the state.
We went to the Yukon Delta, Kotzebue area, Fort Yukon. We held lots of meetings with both rural and non-rural folks in Fairbanks and Anchorage, traveled through Southeast.
Porchot says comments were wide-ranging, but a common complaint was that rural users didn't have a role in decision-making. There was concern that federal subsistence board members were not familiar with subsistence use and made decisions without good knowledge of traditional uses in Alaska. People said the regional advisory councils, or RACs, were not being paid attention to. When the system was designed, the 10 RACs were supposed to gather input from locals, craft recommendations, and send them to the federal board for consideration.
And over time, people have criticized that process as reducing the participation and influence of the regional advisory councils.
Porchot says some rural residents feel the state is exerting undue influence on the federal subsistence program. Another problem raised by rural residents is the confusing nature of the overlapping authority between state and federal managers. The state manages all state and private lands, including Native corporation lands. The federal government manages subsistence uses on federal lands, but parks, refuges, and BLM land that is open to hunting is managed by the state. Porchot says some want the state to change its constitution to comply with Title VIII of ANILCA that gives rural residents priority. Some, he says, argue the opposite, saying it is right and proper for the Fed to follow ANILCA.
No one argues that this dual management is the most efficient or effective way of managing wildlife or fishery resources, but that's the situation we find ourselves in when the state did not comply with ANILCA.
Porchot says it's timely to conduct this review because when the system was put in place nearly two decades ago, it was anticipated it would be temporary and the state would regain management in the near future.
And I think now, 18 years later, we are definitely in it for the long haul, and that we should be looking at what's the most effective and efficient way of managing subsistence on federal lands for the long term.
Porchot says he's hopeful that recommendations can be compiled in a report and given to Secretary Salazar by February. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has extended the deadline to apply for seats on the 10 regional advisory councils that advise the Federal Subsistence Board. The councils meet twice a year. Applicants must be knowledgeable about fish and game uses in their regions. The deadline has been extended to February 16th.